Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is the God who rebuilds. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The God Who Rebuilds by Emma Danzi. Nehemiah 4 verse 6 says, "So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart." So we rebuilt the wall. Is there rubble and brokenness around you somewhere in your life? The book of Nehemiah reminds us that the Lord redeems and rebuilds. We can often see destruction and discouragement in these moments. However, in God, we can always have hope that He can work things out for His glory. In response to the opposition of what they were going to be doing for the name of God, and out of recommitting their lives to Him, the Israelites faced a lot of mocking and hatred from others. Suddenly, we read in verse 6 of Nehemiah 4, the word "so." In other words, in response to these threats and persecution, the people of God rebuilt the wall. They did not allow the chastisement from the enemy to hold them back from fulfilling the will of the Lord to restore the broken. What area of your life do you feel the Lord is doing a new work of restoration, but the enemy is mocking you and trying to get you down? The truth is that we have to take action with the help of the Holy Spirit to ignore the words of the opposer and to take steps of faith with Christ to accomplish rebuilding for His name. Till all of it reached half its height. Half its height indicates that during this verse, the wall was not completed. Maybe you are in a season where you feel that God is not done with you or your loved ones or your ministry project. What I love is that the Lord is in the process. He is always working and providing meaningful lessons within the journey. Even though you might feel that you are at half height right now, we can know with confidence that our Lord is the God who brings everything to completion. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Jesus gives us salvation and then refines and molds us more into His image through the Holy Spirit. We are all on spiritual journeys. We know that we will not be completed this side of heaven, but one day we will be fully whole with God forever. And that work is already happening now as we celebrate His forever presence with all who believe. For the people worked with all their heart. I heard recently that obedience never leads to love, but love leads to obedience. When we encounter the love of Christ, it changes us. Our hearts become His, and we belong to Him forever. There is a confidence and a joy of being children of God. The Israelites knew how far they had fallen and how often they and their ancestors had rejected the Lord and run to idol worship. Because of his great redemptive love, they were motivated to work with all their hearts for him. We too can have this kind of motivation. Christ cares so much for us, and he gives us strength to accomplish his kingdom work. What are you working towards? Remember that the Lord needs to be an active part of your service to him. Anything we do in our own efforts is in vain. We are to be resting in him and delighting in him to know his ways. As individuals, as families, as communities, we are invited to work for God with all of our heart. This removes the duty mindset and welcomes us to join in the work that Christ is already doing. It takes away our sense of pride or arrogance and humbles us that the Lord would include us in his plan. Jesus changes our hearts, and out of the work of the Holy Spirit, we can have clarity of direction as he calls us to rebuild. Intersecting faith and life. What is God rebuilding in your life and those around you right now? How has the voice of the enemy tried to get you down lately? How can you find joy in the process in the midst of the work? In what ways can you find delight in Jesus to work from a place of his love? Further reading, Psalm 127, verse 1, Matthew 7, verse 24, Philippians 1, verse 6.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.